We are on the last daf of the first parak of Maseches Chulin, daf Chavav. We are up to, as we finish off the first parak, finish off the first section that deals with Shechita. That is, the first two parakim of Maseches Chulin talk about a halachas of Shechita. Before we get to the third parak on Eilu Treifas, which starts on daf Membeis, the first 40 blot, though, of the Masechta are all about everything you want to know about Shechita. So now we finish up the last parak, which has nothing to do with Shechita. Right? Just remember, we got into all of these Mishnayos because it's the Mishnayos of contrasts. It's the Mishnah. We spoke about Shechita versus Malika. We spoke about Paraduma versus Egla Arufa. We spoke about Shkedim Hamarim and Shkedim Mesukim. We spoke about Klicheres versus other Kalim. That was yesterday. We spoke about Kohanim versus Leviim. Right? These are all ideas that came up at the end of this parak. We spoke about Torah and B'nai Yonah. And now we go to the last Mishnah in the Perek, I'm sorry, the second to last Mishnah, the last couple of Mishnayos, because the Gemara has them all as separate units, the last couple of Mishnayos in the Perek relating to other contrasts. So says the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amabes. We are on the second Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amabes. We already spoke about Maisris, that was the end of yesterday's Shir, Shkedim, Mesukim, and Marim. So now we are on the next Mishnah. Hatemed. Temed is a mixture. Different opinions. We're going to go with the opinion that it is a mixture of the sediment of wine and water. At the bottom of the barrel of wine, there are dregs. There's the gook that's left over from the wine seed and the peels, and it's the wine dregs. And you add water into it, so it becomes a mixture that's similar to wine. It's not really exactly wine because you have the gook, the psoles. The psoles of the wine there, but that's temed. So the question is, when does temed? Temed starts off very liquidy. You put some water into these wine dregs, so it starts off pretty liquidy, so it has the status of water. Eventually, the temed will turn into wine if it goes through the fermentation process of hachmatza. So the question is, when does temed go over that line, and what is the halacha of temed before and after it crosses that line? So says the Mishnah, ha-temed, ad shelo hachmitz, before it has the process of hachmatza done to it until it ferments, so that it has the status of water. So then, what's the halacha of water? Some of the halachas of water, eino nikach b'kesef meiser. Number one, you can't buy it with meiser sheni money. Somebody goes up to Yerushalayim, and he doesn't have enough, he can't schlep all of his meiser sheni. He says, we know, he's allowed to be podeh, and change the kedusha from the fruit onto money, bring the money up, and then buy food when he is in meiser, when he is in Yerushalayim. So, what type of food does he buy? So, he for sure can buy shalmei nedavos. Right, karbanis nedava voluntary. You can't use that to buy chovas. That's what we said a few days ago. Kol davar shebechova eino ba element hachulin. But you could buy karbanis. You could buy really all food, but not water. Says the Mishnah. Water is not chashav enough, and therefore you cannot buy water with the meiser sheni money. So the Mishnah says temed before it ferments, before hachmatza. So it also has the status of water, and it cannot be bought with meiser sheni money. Uposel es hamikva. And because it has the status of water, it could pass a little mikvah. What's the case we're talking about? Both Rashi and Tosas both say here, we're talking about a mikvah chaser. You have a mikvah that is less than 40 sa'ah, so then three lugin, a mayim shuvin of water that go into the mikvah, pass the mikvah. If you already have a kosher mikvah, instead of three lugin of water, cannot. It's harder to break something than to prevent something from getting started. This is a perfect example of that. Three lugin of mayim shuvin could prevent and ruin a mikvah if it is a mikvah chaser, but what says a mikvah shalem, that it can't. That's what Tosfos says if you look in Posel as a mikvah. Tosfos says, hainu mikvah chaser, aval shalem eino nifsal b'shum inyan. But if it's shalem, it cannot be undone with this little water, as it says in Maseches Bava Basra, as well as other places. So says the Mishnah. So temed, before it ferments, it cannot be bought with kesef meiser, because it has a status of water, and it passes the mikvah. Misha hechmitz, but once fermentation takes place, nikach b'kesef meiser, v'eino posel as a mikvah. But once hachmatza takes place, then it changes. Then it's considered wine, and therefore you could buy it with meiser sheni money, and it does not passel a mikvah, because only water passels a mikvah, not wine. That is part one of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah, which talks about temed and What are the different statuses? Again, similar to the other Mishnayos in terms of going through a process. Going through a process, and when you reach a certain process, what is like the shkedim we just had? You have the small nuts, and as they mature, what is the status? So some of these Mishnayos are talking about the same idea, but we're talking about a process of maturation for these items. So that is point number one of the Mishnah. Point number two. We'll get back to point number one back in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achin Hashutafin. If one has brothers who are shutfin, as we're about to see, there are two cases that can be talked about when we're talking about brothers. Brothers are Yoresh, an inheritance from the father. So the question is, do they take it as an inheritance and it still has the status of being Bitfusas Habayis? It's all the status of being related to the father, the estate, we'll call it. The father's estate. That's one way the brothers could deal with the Yerusha that they have. Or the other case that is dealt with in the Mishnah is that the brothers took all the money, they split it up, they each got a portion, and then they became partners in the Yerusha. So they're shutfin. So the Mishnah says, depending on which of those situations exist, the halacha would be different regarding two areas of halacha. So here we go. Ha'achid hashutafin. We're on Chaf Hei Bebeis, right in the middle of the Mishnah. Two cases of the Mishnah, we're in the second one. Ha'achid hashutafin. If you have brothers who are shutfin, what does that mean? It means they split up the Yerusha, and then they came together again and became partners. Ha'achid hashutafin. So what's the halacha? There are two halachas discussed in the Mishnah. One is kelbone and one is Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema is the one that's more well known, so we'll talk about that one first. Maaser Behema is a special din that shutfin are paturim for Maaser Behema. That's the din. Shutfin are paturim for Maaser Behema, partners. Only single individuals have to give Maaser Behema. Shutfin are paturim for Maaser Behema. Number one. Number two, the other halacha is kelbone. What's kelbone? It is a machlokes in the Mishnayos and Maseches Shkalim. We'll go with one pshat that Rashi quotes here of kelbone. Kelbone means when I give my machzis a shekel, sometimes there might not be enough silver content in the half a shekel. Therefore, I always have to add on a little more. Automatically. I have to add on a little more, and that's called the kelbone. That's called the kelbone. I have to add on a little more. There are other sheets as what a kelbone is. Maybe it's the money that I have to give to the money lender, money changer, if I'm giving one shekel and he has to change it for two shekels. Okay, but we're going to go with the first shot that I just mentioned, and that is kelbone means whenever you give a machzis a shekel, you have to add on a little more. You have to give a tip. Not really a tip, but to give a little extra in order to cover the fact that it might not have enough silver. But the halacha by kelbone is, one always has, only has to give a kelbone if they're giving their own kelbone. If I'm giving a kelbone, if I'm giving a shekel for somebody else, let's say I'm an ashir, and I know this ani can't give a machzis a shekel, so I'm giving it for him. So then the halacha is that one does not have to give a kelbone. One only has to give a kelbone when one is giving a machzis a shekel for themselves. So with that background, now we can understand the Mishnah. Ha'achin hashutafin, if you have brothers that split up the Yerusha and then became partners, so then now this is their shkalim, but they're partners. So what's the halacha? Kisha chayavin bekelbon, when they're chayiv in kelbon, meaning when it's their own property now, they split it up, they became partners, so they have to give a kelbon, petur b'maisa behema. They're partner for maisa behema in that situation because... Why? Because they're partners. The special halacha is there's a patur of Maaser Behema when it comes to partners. But kishachayavid be Maaser Behema, in a case when they're chayav in Maaser Behema, when would they be chayav in Maaser Behema? If they didn't become partners. If they got the estate from the father, and it's still in that state of being the estate. If it's in that situation, so then it's as if the father is still involved. So if the father's still involved, it's still the father's animals, so there's no shutfus here. It's the father's, except for they have to give Maaser Behema. But on the other hand, it's as if the father is giving the shkalim for the sons. So in that case, there'll be a patur from kelbon. Kishachayav and Maaser Behema, paturin min hakelbon. So that's what the Mishnah says by brothers that are shutfin, that are yarshining the estate, depending on if they split it up or if they have it as a still one unit from the father, so that is the difference, right? That is the halacha, which the Mishnah quotes. Again, the last, it's also from Shkalim, that's maybe the last time we had it, a couple of years ago, the last Yerushalmi we did together, in Masechet Shkalim, but that's the Mishnah. Okay, so says the Gemara, Chafei Bebeis. Mani Masdisit, who is the author of our Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah that talks about Temed, back to the first half of the Mishnah, the mixture of water and wine dregs. Remember, I add water to wine dregs in order to make a wine type of mixture, but it's water that eventually, hopefully, gets to the status of wine. So who is the Mishnah according to? The Mishnah said there's a difference whether it fermented or not already, whether it was machmitz. So mani masdisan. Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. Is that Rabbi Yehuda shita or the Rabbanan shita? De Tanya. Or you see on the side, it changes it to Ditnan. Because the Mishnah says as follows. Right, remember we had earlier an important comment of the Ritva. The Ritva said if you have a Brisa that is just an expansion of a Mishnah, you could also say the word Ditznan. Don't say the word that's not. Here it actually is a Mishnah, so that's why the Gilin HaShas changes it, not the Ein Mishpat, changes it to that's not. Okay, says the Brisa, Ditanya, Hamitam made Vinasa Maya Bemida. What happens if I have some wine dregs, and I put some water onto the wine dregs, I put half a gallon of water onto the wine dregs. Vinasa Maya Bemida, the exact amount. Umatsa kedemi daso. And then, a day after I put the water into the wine dregs, I go measure how much temet I have, and it's exactly the same amount as the water I put in. Exactly the same amount. Meaning the wine dreg, the mixture, the fact that I put the water into the wine dregs, so it should have gotten bigger. Should have gotten bigger, because now it has wine dregs and water. And yet it's the same exact amount of water, so something got smaller. So the halacha is machlokes. Patur. So the first opinion says that there is no chiv of chumas and maestros from here, because this is not chashiv at all. It's not a mixture that you have water and wine dregs. You're patur, because it's the same exact amount between, from what you put in. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv. Why? Because you have to give a maestro in it, because this is not just called water anymore. It has wine dregs in it, and therefore we can consider it fruit. We can consider it wine. Why would you be putter? Why would you be putter? Ask Rashi here. Ask Tosfos here. They both ask. Throughout Shas, throughout Halacha, we have the principle of Nosetam Lefgam. Not Nosetam Lefgam, Nosetam. Right? Lefgam, Leshvach. But if something gives off taste into something else, it affects it. So here, the water / wine dregs, Temed, it tastes like wine, doesn't it? You have these wines. So what? It's the same exact amount. But it's no same time. So how can you say you're putter from Isaris? Let's look at Tosfos. He's a little more expansive than Rashi. Tosfos says the second to last skinny line. V'yim tomar, umay taim edarabanon, depatri, shmarim sheish bohem tam yayin, v'yapagav shlo hechmitz. Why did the Rabbanon say putter? Right? After all, it's the same exact amount, but so and so. It's not a chashuv taroves, but still we should say that it has the status of wine, so to speak, in order to take off maestros. V'halo kol yisur shabbatorah shalom b'mino b'no seitam. Every yisur in the Torah is no seitam, has the effect. V'tevel chamur le'inyin shalom b'mino. And this, we're talking about tevel here. We're talking about, you didn't take off chubas of maestros for this. That's very, very stringent. Tevel asur shalom b'mino. So it says Tosis, it's a special din. The Yeshlomar, fourth wide line. The Yayin b'mayim afilu b'pachos b'shishim. Special din, wine in water, in our case, even less than shishim, afilu rama tilsa v'asa tilsa upalga, lo chashiv tam gamur l'rabbana kibishari surim, tahacha lo havi ela kiyua ba'alma. You have to say here that the Rabbana don't consider this taste, because it's very liquidy. Wine water, whatever you want to call it, the dregs are mixed along with the water, and it didn't expand in terms of volume at all. You put in water and you have the same exact amount, so it's flavored water, we would call it. It's flavored water, it's not temet, it doesn't have a special status. Flavored water, and therefore flavored water is not considered chashiv enough, and it doesn't have to be called tevel. It can still be called water, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos here, that it's not called tam. Certain things are so weak in halacha that they're not recognizable as tam, and therefore, according to the Rabbanan, one would not have to take off chubas of isras. Okay, so who is the Mishnah like? That's our question. The Mishnah says that it depends whether fermentation took place already or not. So who is the Mishnah like? So it's not like the Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. Why? Rabbanan, they both say you go by volume. That's what they say. The Rabbanan say, if it's the same exact value, Mir Pater, Rabbi Yehuda says Chayiv. It sounds like it doesn't matter when Chimutz takes place, when fermentation takes place. And that's our question. Who is the Mishnah like? Mani. E Rabbanon. If we're talking about the Rabbanon who say that, the Tanakama, who says that if the same exact amount you're pater, E Rabbanon, ah, vagav the Hechmetz. So even if it ferments, then you should be pater from Trubus of Isris. E Rabbi Yehuda, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda, avagash lo Hechmetz, even if Chimetz did not take place yet, it should still be called Temed in the way that we interpret it as being wine, and therefore you should be able to buy it with Maaser Sheni money. It should not pass a mikvah, and you should be chayav Shubas Maaseris. So who's the Mishnah like? So says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avua, Bisha Hechmitz Machlokes. Really, in the Mishnah in Maseches Maaseris that we are discussing, the Mishnah of the Machlokes is about where it already was Nischametz. Meaning, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that even if it's the exact same amount of volume, when do we say that it is Chayiv in Maaseris? That's only if Chimus already took place. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda requires two things. It has to be mixed in, and Chimus has to take place. And then, even if it's the exact same volume. But without Chimus, even Rabbi Yehuda is moda that you're putter from Maaseris. So, B'sheich Mitzvach Lokas, Umasisa Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and the case of the Mishnah is where, that's where it says. It depends if it's the Schamis or not. But we're talking about a case of even if it's the same exact amount, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'cheidam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, B'sheich Mitzvach Lokas. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina also says that. Period. The Amar of Nachman, next statement related. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Ravua. Temed shelachu b'kesef meiser. Very interesting halacha. You bought temed. I bought temed from somebody, and it was these water wine dregs mixture with kesef meiser, meiser sheni money. And ula basof hechmetz. And eventually, 2 weeks after I bought it, it was nischametz, it fermented, and now it became the status of wine. Kana Meiser. So what if they think about this case? Yeah, Meiser Sheni money, and I buy something that I'm not allowed to buy with Meiser Sheni money. But eventually, 2 weeks later, it turns into something naturally that I could buy with Meiser Sheni money. So what do I say? If I would have used Meiser Sheni money and bought water, if I would buy water with my Meiser Sheni money, so the halacha is that the Meiser Sheni money still has Kedusha. The Kedusha does not flip because I didn't buy something that you could buy with Meiser Sheni money. And therefore, the money that I gave to the Mocher still has Kedusha and never switches. Here, at the moment that I bought the Temet, it had the status of water. Later, 2 weeks later, the natural process was that it was Neschametz. And it became real post-Chimutz Temet. So now, I could have bought this, but at the moment I didn't buy it. So what's the halacha? Is it too late? It gets into the issues of Brera, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago. So says the Gemara, it is okay. Kana Meiser. Rav Nachman Amar Ravua says, the Meiser Sheni money, even at the original moment, has the status of Temed Shenischametz. I could already foresee, even though the Gemara here doesn't mention Brera, you would have thought the Gemara would bring up Brera here. This is only according to the Manda Amar Yesh Brera, that once something occurs in the future, you can see the roots of it in the past. The Gemara is silent here. The Gemara does not bring up that this is limited to the Shita of a Brera, which is interesting. My time, because the Gemara says, why? Igloi milsalam afreya de perahu. Why? Because the Gemara says that if it naturally occurs in 2 weeks, it must be that inherent in it right now, at the moment of the sale, is the potential to become, to have that chibetz done, and that's good enough even right now. Brera is usually where there's nothing right now at T1. At T2, everything occurs, and the issue is, could I throw the results of T2 back to T1? After a brother split up a Yerusha, can I view it that, oh, originally this was the chiluk that they were supposed to get? But at T1, there's really nothing. And here, the chiddush of the Gemara is that because the process is already happening 2 weeks later, it must be maybe that it started already. And it already has the status of Peira at the moment that you buy it. See Rashi, Igloi Milsa, about the fifth skinny line. Igloi Milsa, de bishas lekicha Peira have, de nechras meb koach achar sanim. It must be at the moment of the sale, it already has the koach. Ella sha'adayelo nigmar, v'chilol ma'al yehi. It must be a good chilol, even at the moment. Big chiddush, but you have to say that's why the Gemara doesn't bring up Brera, because something already happens at T1. So that's the statement of Rabba Bar Avua. Says the Gemara, Ela Masnison Diktani Hechmetz in Lo Hechmetz Lob. 1 minute. Let's get back to our Mishnah then. If you're telling me that later on, once it's Neschametz, then we could already say that it already had the status originally, so why in our Mishnah is the Mishnah Bechalik between Hechmetz or Lo Hechmetz, Dilma Ishaf Gavi Machmetz? Maybe if you were to leave it for a couple weeks, it would be Neschametz. So how could the Mishnah has say a blanket statement of Temed, if it's not Neschametz, it's you can't buy it with Kesef Meiser or Post Also Mikvah, why can't you buy it with Kesef Meiser? If it's a Schabes in 2 weeks, then we see it already has the status of Teira at that moment. So why don't you wait? So Amaraba Kishashir Mimenu Bekos Velo Hechmetz. You waited already a while. You left a little of the coast, and it did not become Chametz. The Mocher left somebody of the coast, and it didn't become Neschametz. So for you see, this one is never becoming Neschametz. That's the case of the Mishnah, a case where Chimutz would never occur. Okay, so that is all opinion number one, that our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That is the suggestion of Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avua. So we get to number two. Rava, right in the middle of Chavav Ben Aleph. Most of the action off the daf today is going to be on Amud Beis for a change, even though we don't usually have that, but Amud Beis will have more of the action off the daf. Okay, but let's continue though now. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, second opinion. Ha mani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right, the first video was Rabbi Yehuda, the second Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? So this is a Mishnah in Mikvaos. But as we said yesterday, we had this such a true statement yesterday from the Rosh Yosef, who commented on Tosfos and Amud Aleph yesterday, that sometimes if you have Mishnayos in not so commonly learned Masechtas, the Gemara will quote it. Tosfos will quote it from the Gemara instead of from the Mishnah. So that's why Tosfos yesterday quoted from the Gemara in Sanhedrin instead of the Mishnah in Kalim. Because Tosfos assumes that people know Gemara in Sanhedrin and not Mishnah in Kalim. So here too, the Gemara quotes a source, but probably people know this more from Makas Dav Gimel than know it from Mikvaos Perek Vav. Right? That's the Pashas. What? Right, shocking. It's but Lechora, that's why maybe in the Mizaras HaShas, it always puts the Gemara's first, but it says Makas Dav Gimel and Mikvos Perek Vav. Okay, but this is a little Mikvos that is quoted there beginning of Makas. So Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who is the author of our Mishnah? Who is the opinion of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who says what? Who always goes after how things look? You go after your appearance. Also Basar Chazusa. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says there. Gimel, and there's a question of Girsos in this Mishnah, but we're going to go with our Gemara. Our Gemara is Girsa. Gimel lugin mayim chaser kurtav. If you have three lugin of water, as we said earlier today, three lugin of water pasul a mikvah, that's chaser. Right? If you have less than 40 sa'ah in a mikvah, and you put in three lugin of mayim shuvin, that pasul's the mikvah. But if you have a little less than three lugin, shenafa l'tochen kurtav yayin, and a little bit of wine was mashlim the three lugin. So now you have three lugin of a mixture. Most of it is mayim shuvin, which passes the mikvah, and a little bit is wine. So umar ayin kamar yain, and it looks like wine because it's like a little food coloring. A little bit of a dark color could affect the entire mixture. Vinaful the mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah, lo pasluhu. It's not possible because you do not treat this as three lugin of mayim shuvin. Lo paslu, even though there are three lugin shleimin here, because it looks like wine, and wine doesn't pass the mikvah. Gimel lugin mayim chaser kurtav shenafal atochad kurtav chalav umar ayin kamare mayim. But if you have three lugin of water less kurtav, meaning a little less than three lugin, and a little milk fell in, and now it looks like water, v'naflu l'mikvah lo paslu, and it falls in the mikvah, it doesn't pasul it. Why? Because it's still not three lugin, even though it looks like water. It looks like water now. The Tanakhama says you don't just look at the appearance. Don't just look at appearance. You look at an appearance while you also take into account what it actually is. And here, because you don't have three lugan of water, part of it is milk, so that is why it does not passel according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar, Hakoholech Achra Amara. Before he says, no, you always go after your appearance. So in the case of the wine, a little bit of wine in there, it does not passel. In the case of a little milk in there, it does passel. Right? So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Lav Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Basar Chazusa Azlinan. So does Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri always holds you go after appearance by Hilchas Mikvaos. So Hachanami Zobasa Chazusa. So to hear, go after Chazusa, V'taima, the Chazusa, Dahai, Mayaninu. And this Temed in our Mishnah tastes like water. Because you put a bunch of water in, and before chimutz takes place, so we assume that we it looks like water, and that's why it's not going to be nikah b'kesef meiser. You get by with meiser sheni money, and it would passel the mikvah. After chimutz, the Gemara is assuming, then the color changes also, and therefore the halacha is going to change in terms of what its status is. Okay, so we have 2 days of the Gemara. Is our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Is our Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Says the Gemara, finishing up, Upliga de Rabbi Elazar, and our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar. This is against this suggestion, that which Rabbi Nachman said. Now we're going back to the original case, Rashi says. Rashi says, that which Rabbi Nachman said earlier, that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is about hichmitz, and everybody agrees that you had to have chimutz to take place in order for there to be a chiyuv of maisris, even if there is the same exact volume. So pliga de Rabbi Elazar, that's against Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, hakol motim. Rabbi Elazar says everybody agrees. Both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. This is Rashi Pshat of the Gemara. Both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah in Maseches Maisris, who argue. Remember the case where you add water to the temen mixture and then you check and you have the same exact amount of water there as you put in. So everybody agrees in that case. She'in mafrishin alav mimakom acher, ela im kein hechbitz. You're not allowed to take off maestras from other temed, or from something else, having in mind this. Ela im kein hechbitz, unless chimutz took place. What do you see from there? Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar says that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you can't take off from another place. You do have to take off from it itself. You just can't take off from another place. Ksavar, so you see, b'shalo hechmitz machlokas. So you see, even if chimus does not take place, Rabbi Yehuda requires you to take off maizrus. Because what is the Blazer statement? Everybody agrees that if chimus didn't take place, you can't take off from makam acher on this. But if you don't take off from makam acher, just taking off from the spot itself, so then you would have to. V'arkan lo machayv, Rabbi Yehuda elamine yubay. When Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to take off maizrus from this temed, even if it has the same exact amount of water that you put in, that's only taking maizrus from it itself. Aval me'alma lo. But you can't take off. You can't take off from a different temed, let's say, on for this temed. Why? Because one of them might really be chayiv, one of them might really be pater. And dilma asi lafrushi min achiv ala pater umin apater ala chiv. And you might be taking off one pater ala chiv, achiv ala pater. What's the problem with chiv ala pater ala chiv? Let's say I take off from an area that's chayiv and maestros, an area that's pater and maestros. Where's the problem? So Rashi points out you have opposite problems. If I take off min hachayiv for something that's putter, so Rashi says, in that case, then what you take off doesn't have the status of truma. Because you took it off from something that's putter, so you're going to give this to the Kohen, you're basically giving the Kohen Tevel. Because it doesn't have the status of truma. Because you took it off, in mind, this is going to be truma for that field. That field doesn't have to give truma to Maestris. So you're giving Tevel to the Kohen.
Why is it Tevel? It's cool, it's
not Tevel. No, but min hachayiv, min a field that's chayiv in Maestris. You're taking off from a tevel field that's chayiv and meisrus. Al ha-pater, if within mind, it's like that's pater. So basically, and you didn't have in mind that this should be true for this field.
So it doesn't transfer.
So that's why this is tevel biyad ha-kohen. Number one. And number two, it's the opposite. This is Rashi. Let's couple of lines in Rashi. Rashi explains this. If your mafresh bin ha-pater al ha-chayiv, so then you're still eating tevel. You are still eating tevel. Because what you gave, fine, has this, has the status of truma, but you have to be mafresh again. Because what you're still eating is tevel. Shari ein she meiser, last line of Rashi. Shari ein she meiser, chala meiser osaf. Shein eroi lakach. V'nimsa shlo niskan zeshe hefer shalof. So benachayev alapata benapata alachayev is problematic, and therefore, in this case, that even if Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take off from Temed, you have to take off from it itself and not with opposites. Just one ha'ara we mentioned a long time ago, not recently, right? So the assumption of Rashi, not just the assumption of Rashi, the assumption of the halacha is that even a Kohen cannot eat Tevel. The Kohen cannot eat Tevel. Even though the question is asked, why is Tevel Usur? Why is Tevel Aser? So there is a Rashi in Mesechas Yevamos, Adaf Pei Vav, which seems to say that Tevel is Aser Mishum Matruma Shabo. Tevel is Aser because it's Truma in here. So you can't eat the Tevel. So Es Tosas there in Yevamos Pei Vav. So why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? Tevel is Visa Videi Shemayim, even for a Kohen. So why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? So what does that Rashi mean? So the Achronim try to work on that Rashi. What does it mean, Tevel is Aser Mishum Truma Shabo? Mitzvah Truma Shabo doesn't literally mean it's because of the Truma that has yet not to be taken off. But it could be that unhufrash Truma is also asur to a Kohen. The heter of a Kohen to eat Truma is only when it has a Kriya Shem Truma on it. When it's called Truma, that's when a Kohen is allowed to eat it. But potential Truma is also asur to a Kohen. That's the Chiddush according to Rashi. Tevel is also Mitzvah Truma Shabo. It's not a different Chaloshe Misser. You can still say like what that Rashi says, but the chiddush of that Rashi, again, machlo, it's a much discussed. Rashi tells us in Yevamos Pei Vav and Aleph, the chiddush of that Rashi is that unhofras truma is also asur to a kohen. Tosfos would say it's a different chalosh emisser. This tevel and this truma to a zar and the devil the twain shall meet. But Rashi seems to say because of the truma shabo. Either way, that's why Rashi says you can't give tevel to a kohen. Can't give tevel to a kohen, and therefore right, the last line of Rashi, the tevel b'misa af l'kohen. So therefore, that they can fit this Rashi with that Rashi in Maseches Yevamos, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda has that limit that you can't take off from somewhere else on this temet. Okay, last line, last amud in the first parak in Chulin. I'm going to try. We'll see if there's time. I'm going to try to give a short shiur beginning of next week, a summary and overview of the first parak of the Masechta. Reviewing as many of the halachas of Shechita that we can as we get into the second half of the halachas, and that's the second paragraph, which is also about Shechita. First two parakim. I'm going to try to get a shir bi'iyun up, a daf bi'iyun relating to that. So, b'li neder. I will try. Tanu Rabbanan, like we had after the first four parakim of Zvachim. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara, just one note of introduction to this Gemara. We learned a number of rules and regulations, Yesodos, in Tumah Vatara yesterday, so now we're about to learn another one. Rashi will say it Beferish and Amud Beis, but this has come up before, and that is the only food or liquid that can become Tahor after it was Tameh is water. If any other food or liquid became Tameh, it's finished, nothing to do about it. If you have a piece of cake, if you have a piece of chicken, if you have a beer, if you have anything that became Tameh, okay, it's Tameh. So if you are a Yisrael that it doesn't have to, is not living his life al-Taras HaKodesh, then you can eat it. It's not us to eat if it's Tameh, just that it'll make you Tameh. So Tanu Rabbanan. So with that in mind, that only water is the only one that you can become, can make Tahor again. How do you make water Tameh? You do what we know from Hilchos Mikvos called Hashaka. Hashaka, you kiss the waters together. I put the water in a bowl or in a pail. I lower the pail into the mikvah. I put it right under the surface of the mikvah so that the water of the mikvah goes over and touches the water in the pail. Boom! The waters kiss. And therefore, if I do that, the water in the pail now becomes tahor because now it's connected. It was mechubar. So Tanu Rabbanan. So let's talk about temed. Temed, we spoke about these halachas of the watery wine mixture. So we spoke about meiser, we spoke about pasling a mikvah, we spoke about whether it's chayiv and chumas and meisers at all. So now let's talk about this case. Tanu Rabbanan temed, achalo hefemitz, before it's nischamis, before it ferments, mashika b'mayim. You could do hashaka with water in order to make it tahar. Mishahachemitz ein mashika b'mayim. But once it's nischamis, so then you cannot do it anymore because now it's not called water anymore. And this is the underlying Rashi, second line in Rashi. V'kelim v'adam nitna lahem taras tara b'mikvah. People and kelim, you can make tahar. Avo ba'ochelu mashke lo nomar bahen tfila. Food and drink can never become make tahar. Umayim itarim b'hashaka. Only water. So people, kelim, and mayim. But ochelu mashke, others, ochelu mashke, cannot become tahar. So that's why temet here, while it's all the status of water, then you can make it tahar. Fine. Amar Rava. Rava says a limit. Lo shanu elashet timdu b'mayim tahorim v'nitbu. Very challenging to try to understand the svara of Rava. The Rishonim aren't so forthcoming in this regard. We'll see Tosfos in a second, but very challenged to understand the Svar of Rabbah. We're going to read the whole Gemara, then we'll try to come back to the Svar of Rabbah. Rabbah says, when do we say that you could be mitaher, this temed mixture, before it's this chametz? Only if the water you put into the temed was tahar, shetamdu b'mayim tahar, minitmu, and then it became tameh. Aval temei meikaralo. But if you put tameh water into the temed, into the wine dregs, and now the whole thing is tameh, then you can't do ashaka to that. Why not? Azal Rav Gevia bibe kasil amr l'shmaitza kamed Ravashi. Rav Gevia said this in front of Ravashi. Maishna tamei and meikara delo. Why do we say, why would you suggest that if it became tamei originally when you put the water in, what would be as far to say that you can't do hashaka, you can't be batar temed? The amrinon, because we say, aidi demaya yakire, since the water is heavier than the dregs, meaning the dregs float, so then shachni tatoi, the water is going to go to the bottom, upeira kafi mila el, the dregs will float to the top, kafi, that shorish in Aramaic is float, mikufya, kufya kapara we have, it's something floats, velo kasalka lo ashaka lamaya, and therefore when you try to do ashaka to it, what do we say, how does ashaka work? You lower the pail in so that the waters of the mikvah touch the top, but now we're saying the water's not at the top, only the dregs are going to be at the top, and that's why you're going to say ashaka wouldn't work. So ihachi tahorim velo basov nitwanami. So what's the difference if the water became tamei after it went into the temed or before it went into the temed? Elam of Albuli, what must we assume? Why does Hashaka work? Because it all mixes together. So Hachanami of Albuli. So to here it should mix together. So Ravashi says, Rav, I don't know what you're talking about. Why should there be a limit? So Tosva suggests, I don't know, why would there be a difference? Again, what is Rav Ashita? When you put the water into the mixture of the dregs, if it's tummy already, then you can't be mashik this afterwards. If it's tar, then it becomes tummy afterwards, you can. So Tosa suggests, I don't know, maybe because Hashaka can only work to a mixture that become tummy all at once. If it was tummy all at once, if it was nitma all at once, then it could be nitar all at once. So that is why the water has to be tar going in, and only then became tame. But if the water was tame originally, and then it was mitame the dregs, so the tuma was chal at separate moments, so the hashaka can't be chal. That's what Tosafot suggests, but really, so why should that be? To go one step further. So we've got to do a lot of work to try to figure out exactly what is the svara of Rava. But that's what Tosafot says on top. Rava salka daitach, the chinitu meikar b'fnei atzman, edem ol and hashaka ela b'fnei atzman. See, I haven't opened up on any of these svarim yet, so hopefully we're getting to Amid Beis. We have the Gemara in Yevamos already, but again, sometimes the action off the daf is on Amid Aleph, sometimes on Amid Beis. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. So a couple of more topics. Only a couple of lines left of the parak, but we have a couple of topics. First of all, says the Mishnah, Kol makam sheish mecher ein knas, v'chol makam sheish knas ein mecher. We know the rules are that at certain ages and stages of a girl's development, there are different halachas that apply to her. When she is a ketana, then the father has a right to sell her into a work environment. In order, the idea of the Torah is not chas v'shalom for a father to take advantage of a child. Or throughout history, even recently, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there were tragic cases of fathers abusing the halacha. But obviously that is not what is meant. The halacha is meant for a situation where a father could take care of his daughter and look out for her. And if he's too poor to support his daughter, so he will, quote unquote, sell her into, but it's better to translate that as set up a financial arrangement for the daughter to be taken care of. If you look at, I didn't bring it, but if you look at the first Amud in the second parak in Kiddushin, Tosfos there talks about Kiddushe Ketana. And Tosfos there says, you know why we do Kiddushe Ketana? Even though the Gemara says it's not a good idea? Because we live in such a day and age where who knows what tomorrow will bring. Bali Tosfos lived in the time of the Crusades. And therefore, if we could arrange that our daughter should be able to be taken care of financially, so then we do it. Remember, they got married much earlier than Duke. Let's say they got married at 14, so to get married off at 11 is not not such a big difference. You know, obviously today it's a major difference. But says the Mishnah, so kol makom sheish mecher, whenever the stage of development of a girl that mecher is possible, which means when she's a ketana, ein knas. So then, in a case where, if she is Nansa or Nispatata, where usually a Knas is paid, so there is no Knas by a Ketana. That is the halacha, says the Mishnah. And when she is older, when she is chayev, she's chayev to get a Knas, what is that? Nara, which is a Nara, 12 to 12 and a half. The father can no longer sell it. The father can only sell it when she is a katana. That's the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zudib Rabbi Meir. This is only Rabbi Meir's opinion, who we might not hold of. Aval Chachamim Amar Yesh Knas B'makam Mecher. The Chachamim say no, even when she's a katana, there is a Knas. Titania, the Brisa says, Katana Mibas Yom Echa, and this, as we said before, the mikvah case people might be familiar with from Makkos, this people are familiar with from Ksubis, because the same Mishnah appears in Ksubis. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ktana Mibas Yom Echa Rad Shetavi Sheisairis, a Ktana from day one, when she's one day old, until Shetavi Sheisairis, Yesh La Mecher Ve'ein La Knas. Shetavi Sheisairis Rad Shetit Boger, until she becomes a Bogeris, Yesh La Knas Ve'ein La Mecher, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir's opinion, which says that they are mutually exclusive, these halachas, Shehayah Rabbi Meir Omer, Kamakam Sheish Mecher Ein Knas, Kamakam Sheish Knas Ein Mecher. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Vachachamim Omrim, Ketana Mibas Gimel Shonim V'yom Echad, Achetit Boger, Aktana, Chamzi, no, Aktana, even when she's a ketana, shetibager yesh la knas. Right? She gets a knas even when she is a ketana from age 3, from the moment she's royal abia. So the Mishnah Gemara says knas in mecher lo. So the Gemara suggests, according to the Rabbanan, is it saying only knas but not mecher? So the Gemara says ema af knas b'makom mecher. No, even a knas b'makom mecher means not only ketana but also. Not only is she chayev as a knas, but also a knas. Besides the power of mechira during the state of katnus, but af knas b'makom mecher. Okay, so that is knas versus mecher, a meseches ksubis halacha. So now let's get into the final two, which we'll talk about a little more in depth. Says the Mishnah, k'makom sheish miyun ein chalitza, v'chamakom sheish chalitza ein miyun. Miyun and chalitza. If you remember, back in Yevama's days, miyun, we know that a woman can get married on a d'oraisa level in two ways. Either she could get married herself, or a shliach, or her father can marry her off. Kiddush ketana. That's on a d'oraisa level. But on a d'rabbanan level, the rabbanan created a marriage that could occur mid-rabbanan. Because, let's say there's a woman who is a ketana, and she's a yesoma. She's a yesoma, and therefore, what can we do? Nebuch. Again, in those days, it was a real Nebuch, this woman, who was too young to get married herself, and she doesn't have a father. So they created that her mother and brothers could marry her off and create a Nisuin Durabanan. But the Chiddush, those are called Nisuin Miyun, because in those cases of Nisuin Durabanan, if she wants to just walk out of the marriage, she can. She can walk out, she doesn't need a get, because it's not called a real marriage. That's miyun. So kamakam sheish miyun. Whenever she could still do miyun, meaning when she is still a ketana, ein chalitza. So then she cannot do chalitza because she is a ketana. The kamakam sheish chalitza ein miyun. And whenever she could do chalitza, which means she is a gedola, she can no longer do miyun. Why can't a ketana do chalitza? So the machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon. Rashi says here is based on a limud. Rashi says in the second wide line, de ish kasuv b'parsha. It says the word ish in Parshas Kiseitze, in the Parsha of Yibam, v'im lo yakpotza ish, in the Parsha of Chalitza. If a man does not want ha'ish to do Yibam, then he does Chalitza. U'makshin an ish al ish. And we compare the man and the woman. So just like the man has to be a gadol to do Chalitza, the woman has to be a gedola. For Yibam, this doesn't apply. For Yibam, it could even be a ketana, possibly, as long as it's roy labia. Habal yavimto, bein onis, bein rason, bein shogi, bein meiz, in all cases. So, but by chalitza requires das, and therefore, it has to be a gadol or a gedola. That is Rashi. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom says on the bottom, in mine it's on the sixth, 7th line, Rabbeinu Gershom, ve'ena ruya lachalitza, ela imkein yechola liyabim, shema la'achar zman timotze islandis. De'ena ru'uya levlad, v'nimsa pogim, be'erva, be'ezhas ishalo, kedin. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, you know why chalitza can't be done? Because yibam can't be done. Why can't yibam be done to a 5-year-old girl? Why? Because, Says Rabbeinu Gershom, maybe she's going to turn out to be an islandess, a woman who cannot have children. And the mitzvah of Yibum is only by a Ru'uya Lihivale. Or else, right, because if there's an islandess, then this is Eishazach. It's an Issacharis. So that's why it's not really Yibum, and therefore it's not really Chalitza. It's a big sugya in Masechas Yibamis. We always compare Yibum and Chalitza. V'makam she'ein roi lo Yibum, ein roi lo Chalitza. Just like the first Mishnah in Yibamis. But those 15 cases, all the cases of the Chayvei Krisus, that, let's say somebody's daughter marries Reuven's daughter marries Reuven's brother. Right? Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and an uncle's allowed to marry a niece. So Shimon marries Reuven's daughter, and then Shimon dies. So then Hufa, then without children. In the Yibum case, so Shimon's daughter falls to Reuven l'chalitza. The halacha is there, nothing is required. You don't need Yibum l'chalitza because Yibum is not allowed. So chalitza is not allowed. So too, that's a comparison. So too here, Rabbeinu Gershom compares. Because it's not royal Yibum, so it's not royal chalitza because you need Ru'uya l'hivale. There is an important tosis in Yavamis. We mentioned it back then, but just to mention it again. And that is Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Tosfos there points out that the Gemara has a suggestion. The Gemara in Daf Chaf, that's the sugya of Kohen Gadol being allowed to do Yibum with his brother's wife, who is an Almana, right? And Kohen Gadol cannot do that. The Gemara discusses, why don't you say Asi Docha Lo Sasei? Right, the Asei of Yibum should be Docha Lo Sasei. The other, the Lo Sasei is involved. So Tosfos discusses there, but don't we say elsewhere that a woman, back for a second. And the Gemara suggests, at least be a Rishona. At least be a Rishona we should allow, Asi Docha Lo Sasei. After that, there's another Asei involved. Because, who Isha Bipsula Yikach? So the Gemara suggests at one stage that if you have an Almana Minhan Erisin from the brother, so then that's only a Lo Sasei, there's no one Asei, so at least allow be a Rishona. You have to be a Rishona, you'll have to get divorced? Okay! So the Gemara says, maybe we won't do that. But Tosfos says, what do you mean, even be a Rishona? Even be a Rishona, the Gemara says elsewhere, Ein Isha Misaberes, be a Rishona. So how can you allow be a Rishona? Don't you need Ru'uya Lihivaled by Yibum? So be a Rishona. If you only allow be a Rishona, there isn't a mitzvah there anyway. So Tosfos says, you need Gavra HaRu'uya Lihivaled. Not the Maisa HaRu'uya Lihivaled. That's an important yisod in Yibum. Even if in this situation, it might not happen, but as long as this person is Ru'uya, v'amari d'lo kashamidi, d'lo b'yinu shenei Ru'uya l'hakam Hashem, elo shaha yavama Ru'uya Ru'uya l'hakam Hashem. Right, you only exclude islandess v'saris she'en Ru'uya l'lei l'olam, avo b'ya she'en yucholim l'his aver ba, lo mimati, kiva shaha isha o ayavam Ru'uya l'basof l'holid. That's an important yesod of Tosfos and Yavamis on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. So that relates to the Rabbeinu Gershom, which talks about Ru'uya Lihivaled, and if somebody's at Ru'uya Lihivaled, so then you just need the Gavra HaRu'uya Lihivaled. Continuing Vayter, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Marav Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is also only Rabbi Meir's opinion that says Min and Chalitza are mutually exclusive. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Yesh Min B'makam Chalitza. The Chachamim say, no, Min could occur even after she's a Gedola for a little bit. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, "An masay abas ma'enes." How long does a girl have to do miyun? Achatavish de Cyrus de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says only up until godless maturity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer achayar bashochar alalav. And Rabbi Yehuda says you have a little more until there's a little more physical maturity. There's not just de Cyrus. There's a little more hair, and therefore it's even after she is a gedola. So our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda; it's like Rabbi Meir. Fine. Last Mishnah. Let's try to get in what we can related to this last Mishnah. Says the Mishnah that in the days of old, they used to blow shofar. They used to blow sounds, blasts on Erev Shabbos in Yad HaDiyoma. Today's Erev Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. Yad HaDishmaya. They used to have blasts on Erev Shabbos to make sure people knew that Shabbos was coming. So it says the Mishnah, Komakam sheish tkiya ein havdalah. Whenever there is tkiyas, there's no havdalah. What does that mean? Whenever they always had tekiyos on whenever you were going up in Kedusha. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. You don't make Havdalah going up in Kedusha. There's no Havdalah. Let's say Yontif is on Friday. Going from Friday to Shabbos, there's no Havdalah. Even though there's two different Kedushas, but there's no Havdalah. You only make Havdalah when you go down in Kedusha. You always blow tekiyos when you're going up in Kedusha. So, Kol Makom Sheish Tekiyah Ein Havdalah, but Kol Makom Sheish Havdalah Ein Tekiyah. And whenever there is Havdalah going down in Kedusha, then there is no Tekiyah. Then there is no Tekiyahs. So Yontif Shechal Yes Be'er of Shabbos, when Yontif falls out on Friday, token below Mavdilin. You have Tekiyahs, but you don't have Havdalah. B'motzi Shabbos, Mavdilin below token. On Motzi Shabbos, you have Havdalah, but you don't have tkiyas because you don't get what do you need tkiyas for? What, to tell everybody that they're allowed to do things now? They'll figure it out. What, to tell people to stop doing malachas? That you need to tell them. But going down kedusha, oh, you can start cooking? What do you need that for? So there's a Rambam that seems to say you did it. How does he work the Mishnah? It's a problem. But on Motzei Shabbos, you do Abdullah and you're not token. Ketzan Mavdilin. By the way, when you have Yontif after Shabbos, so what do you say in Tefillah? Ketzan Mavdilin. Hamavdu Mikodesh Lakodesh. Which is what we say. That's what we owe. Hamavdu Mikodesh Lakodesh. Rabbi Dosa Omer Bin Kodesh Chomer Lakodesh Akal. No, you see, you're going from a Chomer Kedusha to a Kal Kedusha. Rashi says we don't pass it that way because it's the Bizayin of Yontif. I mean, just say Kodesh Lakodesh. That's what we say. Amadu Mikodesh Lakodesh. That's what we say in Matot Yenu. That's what we say in the Havdalah that we say on, or for sure we say in Havdalah that we say on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontif. Period. Heichi Tokeya, there's 2 points to say. You know, let's just say it right now and then we'll continue. 2 points. Number one, the Magalis Hashas says, well, what does the Mishnah say? That Havdalah and Tekiya are mutually exclusive. So, one of the Rebbes say that Yesh L'Ram is Diyadua. The Iker is La'ayin al-Maisav l'hadomin or la'choshef. The Iker is to always do tshuva and always be ma'ayin in our actions and to make sure our mitzvahs are mitzvahs and our darkness is separate. A lot of people wait though. Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when I'll start thinking about it. Now, it's the middle of the summer. Right? Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'll start thinking about it. This is a remez in the Mishnah. If anybody has to wait for tkiyas, you have to wait for tkiyas to do tshuva. So it's because ain't havdala, because you're not being mavdal right now between what you're supposed to be mavdal about. Only if somebody's being mavdal every day of their lives, they're focusing on their actions, then ain't tkiyas, you don't really even need tkiyas because you're being mavdal every single day. So that's alderach remez, the tkiyas and the havdala. Number one, what are the tkiyas for? So if you look at Masechah Shabbos and Daf Lamed Hey Mabez, it talks about there's the first tkiyas is to stop, tell people to start coming in from the field. The second one is to close the shops. The third one is to stop doing malacha. And according to some opinions there, the tkiyas are, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is to tell people to take off their tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, shlishes lachos tefillin. Take off their tefillin. Listen to a posik. Unbelievable. What a posik does. There's a big sugi, as we know, about putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Not machlokas Rashi, machaber in the Ramah. Huge sugi about tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So it doesn't seem like there's anything in Shas that points out that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Binyan Tzi in Rav Aruch Lanner in his Shuvas has a tshuva where he quotes a number of rayas from Shas that you should put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas. So he says, look at this. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us that in the Beis HaMikdash they blew shofar a number of times every day, and the Mishnah goes through certain days that they blew shofar a lot. They blew shofar a lot. So for example, the Mishnah says in the fifth parak that you always have at least 21 and you don't have more than 48. And it goes through, when do you have 21, when do you have 28, what is the day that you have the most 48? It's Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Right, Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Why do you have the most there? Because you also have Nisach HaMayim. But it's Erev Shabbos, because, and what are those days? You include the tzkiyas of every Erev Shabbos, says the Aruch Lener. 1 second. You include the days of Erev Shabbos. Some of the ones of Erev Shabbos are telling you to stop, to take off your tefillin. Take your tefillin. Oh, haraya, they want tefillin Chol HaMoed. Correct. I'm saying, but he brings this raya. Machlokes mechaber the Ramah. In the Midrash Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears tefillin. Number one. Or he points out another out of left field, a Rashi in Sukkah. The Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. The Gemara says there, if you're on your way to do a lot of mitzvahs, so we paskin, you make a bracha on every mitzvah. But he says the opinion of the Gemara that says you can say Asher Kadosh Adonai Melech Sivano Lasos is a mitzvah. You can make one inclusive bracha. What's an example that you're going to do a lot of mitzvahs? So Rashi there says, Mitzvahs harbe, lito lulav, leishev basukka, lohaniach tfilin, lehisatif batzitzis. So, unless you put a comma, and he's just saying two and two, sukkah and lulav, tfilin and tzitzis, which you might read it that way, but if not, it's saying all four together. Okay, this is not a Raya Mechrachas, but it's just fascinating how he reads the Gemaras. Okay, anyways, that's the Binyan Tzi, two of his Rayas, but one of them has to do with these Tekiyas. Let's just finish up. Hey Chitokeya, how do you blow shofar? How do they blow shofar on these days, on Erev Shabbos and Yontif? So, Amrav Yehuda, Tokeyo Meiria B'tocha Tchiyah. You blow, and you start your Trua in the middle of your Tekiyah. You don't finish your tekiyah. What are we talking about? We're talking about the case of Yontif on Erev Shabbos. So this is not a normal day in Erev Shabbos. So you have to do something different on the Yontif on Erev Shabbos. And even though it's usually this is the Rabbanan to blow shofar on Yontif, but for this this Sorech, we allow it. So if Yehuda says you blow and you start doing your truth during your tkiyah, so people will realize there's a difference. It's a different day. V'ravasi Amar Tokeya Umeiria Benishima Achas. You do it all with one breath. You take a breath in the middle, but you do it all with one breath. The Meiri here discusses what about Nishim Achas on Rosh Hashanah, big sugya. Askin Ravasi Behutza Kishmaitzi, Ravasi and Hutzal did like his opinion, meaning Nishim Achas. Meisvei, Yontif Shkali as Erev Shabbos, Token of Lomari, and the Mishnah said, Yontif on Erev Shabbos, the Tosefta says, you do Tkias and not Truas. My Lab Lomari and Klau. Doesn't that mean you don't do truas at all, which is against the two opinions we just said? Lo, Rav Yehuda Matarits L'Tayim, Rav Asi Matarits L'Tayim. You know, they all, each go according to their own opinion. Rav Yehuda Matarits L'Tayim, Lo Meriyei Mifnei Atzma, Elam Mitoch Atzkiya. It means you don't blow it by itself, you do it during the Tzkiya. Rav Asi Matarits L'Tayim, Lo Meriyei Shein Neshima, Elam Neshima Achas. You do one Neshima. Fine, Machlokas also Mecham and the Ramah. What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? The Psharis, the Mos Achronim, you do some Neshima Achas and some Shein Neshimas on Rosh Hashanah. Mosi Shabbos v'chulu. Mosi Shabbos, what do you say? You say, Amadu Be'kodesh l'kodesh, or Be'kodesh chomer l'kodesh kal. Heichi Amarlo, where do you say it? In Shmona Esrei. Amar Rav Yehuda b'chasimasa. You say it in the chasima of the bracha, but you don't say it in the psicha. Right, just in the chasima. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman b'chasimasa, that's what we do. Rashi says, v'chein anu noagin. Again, Rashi giving psak in Maseches Chulin. That's what we do. V'rav Sheshes, b'rei d'rabidi, Amar ap b'psichasa. We also do it in the psicha, but we don't say that. We only do it in the chasima. We only mention it at one in the last paragraph of the chasima. Rabbi Dosa Omer beKodesh Lachamim leKodesh Kav laSelch Zakavase. We don't pass in that way. Amar Rabbi Zeiro Yontif Shecholios peEmsa Shabbos. What about Yontif during the week? Omer Hamavdo beKodesh Lachobin leChoshem ben Yisrael laAmim ben Yom Hashvila Shesim Yamasa. You mentioned all the Havdalas, even Shabbos, when it's Yontif, even though it's not Shabbos. My time, Seder Havdalah Sumona. Because you mentioned the Seder Havdalah, these are all Havdalahs, right? Yisrael Amim. You say, when you mention Havdalah, you mention all Havdalahs. Because it has to do with different levels of Kedusha, Kodesh, and Chol, and therefore all Havdalahs come from the same root, and therefore you mention it there. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Then we will continue B'ezras Hashem on Sunday with the second daf of the second parak. Parsha Shir should be up, and B'ezras Hashem will try to get an Ian Shir up at the beginning of next week as well.